previously Uncoupled with Chaos, a personal podcast.
It's one or not.
Hmm. Yeah, make it easier. If not, we'll go old school. I made the jalapeno poppers. That was an involved thing.
Well, I mean, there were only a few ingredients. It wasn't.
You're extremely discounting anything that I am doing. Well, it's just...
I mean, I really have kept it simple, and I did pre-plan some meals in case you didn't have meal kits that were simple also. So
I get
it. It's not like I left you to figure it out.
No, and it's not. I want specific direction. Yes. Like you'll come to me with this or this, and I go, I don't want this or this. I want till you tell me to do this. I knew you wanted me to make banana bread when the
pan and the bag showed up on the counter in front of the bananas.
You know, that's what I want. I want banana bread. Pan, that would be, other than just telling me, make banana bread. Which you don't want to do, I think. You don't want to just say, I don't want to make you do stuff.
No, I don't want to make work for you.
But that's what I want.
I said it out in case you had time because we had ripe bananas again.
I want clear direction. The poppers, jalapeno poppers, that was a bit more involved than I'm used to.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
A little bit of a schedule change for us with no big 90-day show this week. I think I'm going to swap and put out Inside Scoop on Sunday night, kind of our slot that we would normally have a show. I'll put it out. Debating on whether or not putting the whole thing out just as one big show. Kind of a sample of what Inside Scoop is. Entirely possible. But due to the Super Bowl.
Is this going to be our free weekend too? Free preview weekend?
I don't know. I mean, sadly, I mean, this is our kind of our personal podcast. But yeah. If you're new around here, things are a bit hectic in this neck of the woods.
Yeah.
A little crazy. So it takes a little time for me to set that up. So I think what we'll do is sometime in the next couple weeks, we'll do a free weekend or a free week. Try before you buy.
Yeah, wait for the first weekend of March, probably.
We can do that. So this is our personal podcast. We just talk about rambling stuff of old people, injured people.
Yeah, that's us.
Or people, in my case, look, this is probably coming out of left field, but if you had to guess, and I don't know the number because I don't, the number of people as an adult that have probably seen me without clothes on, right? How many people would you imagine it is? Adult Steve.
Uh-huh.
I,
two.
Well, there's doctors.
Doctor and me.
There's more doctors, right, involved.
Right.
So I'm thinking adult Steve is still military. So there's military involved in there. But I'm thinking, and there have been a number of doctors. So,
and don't y'all like shower in a mass shower in like jail?
Yeah, I haven't been in jail. I don't know that. And I think we've even seen from 60 days in that people don't generally just go all in the shower together.
Uh-huh. It's not talking prison.
Yeah, but
prison
I haven't.
Is one mass shower.
I don't know if you've noticed this. I don't know, and I know we've been together a while, but do you know that I haven't been in prison?
Yeah, but I'm saying you've seen prison shows. Is it like that in the military? Is what I was saying.
It's like that in basic training. Mm-hmm. I seem to recall that there were stalls, like it was a shower stall. Mm. Gotcha. It would be like if you had a
like in high school locker room.
Well,
we had stalls.
In high school locker room, we didn't have that.
Wow. Well, girls do.
So in football and other sports. What we find out now is that what happens is nobody uses those. Mm. And I think I'm all right with that at this point. From what we know about things and life, I think we'd rather have our kids shower at home.
Yes.
But it wasn't like that for us.
Yeah.
You just shower anywhere.
Yeah.
And so that was an ordeal. I'm going to put my number probably at somewhere, or I would guess somewhere around 7 people that have seen grown Steve without clothes on.
That seems like a lot.
Well, there's doctors and military, and I would assume sometime in like football in Germany, it probably had to happen. I don't remember showering there either. But I would put it somewhere around there. There was also an incident. Well, And I'm not counting the YMCA because I was a member there for a while. And so that had public showers. There was an incident there. I don't know that we've discussed the incident at the YMCA.
So, I think you told me.
Yeah. So what happens at the YMCA is that there was a locker room and then a shower. You'd work out, you could shower. So I would go there, I think, before work and shower and then go to work. So what it is that you would also, they want you to shower before you get in the pool. They want you to rinse off.
Right.
And so what happened was, is I'm in the shower and there's like a couple of young kids like horsing around. They're coming in and out of like the shower and the pool. And I think they came in and then, you know, I would see them come in and then they would leave. And it really wasn't an issue. I just turn around. It's just not a thing, right? And so evidently their mom or somebody's mom was upset and trying to find them and didn't actually know what happened when you came through the door. So there was that. I would count that person as one of the seven. So she
Now it's eight.
It is now eight. There was an incident that happened. What happened is because you are home injured from your surgery, I'm working from home more frequently. And so I am currently. I mean, this is still active real time. So what I don't always remember, I remember in the morning, on Thursday mornings, I remember to go in, make sure the patio is cleaned off. We have dogs and they do things. And so I make sure that that happens. So when the guy comes to service the pool and the pool equipment and all of that, that
he didn't step in anything.
They didn't step in anything. Well, because I was home on Thursday, I didn't really realize it was Thursday.
Yeah, we're not clear on the day of the week. It's all running together right now.
And so Thursday afternoon, I'm in the bathroom. And the thing about our bathroom, which is odd, and if there's something you and I have a disagreement about, really, is the big bathroom window. We have a bathroom window that is, it's, I'm going to go 5 foot wide and probably 5 foot tall square.
It's a huge picture window from the tub to the ceiling overlooking the side of the pool.
So if I have this bathroom, right, and I have a tub and it's there and it's overlooking an ocean or if it's overlooking a lake, I go, this is a good idea for a 5x5 window.
Yeah.
But it really is just out of the back of our house to a wooden fence.
You can't see through.
Well, you can see through.
You would have to see through the fence, you would have to be at the fence with your eye pressed against the slats.
I get it. And what do we know? What have we learned in our lifetime about guys?
Well, the only people living there are a very old man and woman.
What have we learned? Tell me. What have we learned about guys?
They're bad and creepy.
Creepy. So that's it. So for me, if anything happens in that bathroom, even at night, I'd like just rather to have that window blocked. We have blinds there for that purpose.
Because when we moved in, there wasn't anything but a curtain.
It's just a big window.
Yeah. So we got custom plantation shutters built to cover that so that when somebody's in there, we can shut it.
Sure. And so, but during the day, that stays open.
Yes.
Also,
a plant there.
On the other side of that tub is a toilet.
Yes.
And so, what I've learned is that...
And this is a very open bathroom. It doesn't have doors. It's an ensuite.
Yeah.
And so, there's nothing. It's just like an alcove with the toilet in it. But it sits directly in front of that window, opposite it.
Previously... When using the bathroom, and I was, let's just say I was standing at this point, I think I maybe wasn't as careful about packing everything away before I turned around. I just wasn't. But it just happened to be that as the pool guy is at the window.
On Thursday.
On Thursday, and this is probably... I can't imagine you could make this happen. The timing could be any more precise. But as I'm turning around, the pool guy's at the window. Now, there is a small little ledge there. I mean, he has less than a foot to walk.
Yes.
So I said this to you. There's an issue. I said, I got something we're going to have to talk about. I was going to wait till a personal podcast.
And I guessed it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of led you down the path. You said, well, I don't think he saw anything. And I'm telling you, yeah, it happened.
I assumed he was across the other side of the pool. But you're saying he was on the little ledge at the window?
Yeah, we were there.
Okay.
The two of us were
that has never happened.
We're probably 6 feet apart.
I have been in that bathroom when he has showed up before, and I've seen him across the pool, and I'm perfectly still because I don't want to draw attention. And he's never looked up or even noticed, because it's hard. If it's a bright, sunny day, it's very difficult to see in the window unless you have, like, lights on or something, because everything reflects off the window. And so from the outside, it's harder to see in than it is to see out. And so I've never made eye contact or anything.
Well, when I'm out there peeking in the window at you, I can see in just fine.
Well, because you're trying to look.
Well, that sounds different. Even more creepy. I would try to sneak up on you. What is, I'm trying to maybe prove my point. Like, if I am a creeper, right? I could see you taking a bath.
Well, who's getting in the yard? There's a chain lock on the gate. Unless you're scaling a fence and risking life or limb with a dog that could be outside, then it's not happening.
Yeah, you better not make a noise either.
Right.
Because that dog's coming.
And I'll know that they're there.
Well, the list now is one greater. And so I can tell, you ever been in a spot where, like, in an uncomfortable situation and you're in two people and you're there and then there's just, it's kind of like an awkward pause. And so we're at this awkward pause. I mean, blinked. I would say he blinked first, right? Because I don't know that sometimes you don't know what you're seeing. You know, like, the situation is just odd. And
so you just spun around?
Yeah, I just spun around. I just turned.
And there he was.
Yeah, I necessarily wasn't, you know, I was done and
expecting
everything.
Expecting somebody to be there.
Right. I just turned around at my own free will.
Oh.
Albeit the time that this person would normally be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, we can just add one to the list.
That is so funny.
So.
Too funny.
I got
maybe he thought you were trying to show your junk.
Yeah, maybe it's like, you know, what was, it's just, you know, there are people like that, I guess, right? I think that was, we used to think of people like in, like, overcoats that would go around and
show people
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was the limit of creepy. Now the internet is there, so.
Right.
Now it's all limited to Chris Hansen people running around. So that's it. There's another person on the list. I'm just going to start racking them up. I think I'm going to get like a total. And now it's how many people can I get to see it?
Well, having had several children and delivering with my doctor, not my doctor.
Yeah, I would expect your list to be bigger.
On-call doctor is going to be a lot.
Right.
All the nurses that come in and check you. Oh, my gosh, it's terrible.
You're just showing that your bits to everybody.
Yeah, and then you got your boobs because you got to go get mammograms all the time. Right. And somebody's squishing your boob every 5 minutes. That's not pleasant either. Yeah. I remember when I first started seeing a private family doctor, because I never had checkups or anything growing up. You know, we were
military
dependent.
And there was no preventative. There wasn't preventative care. There's none of that.
Right. It was only if you were sick. So I never had a checkup, never had somebody see me like that. And so when I, you know, was 21 and had my own insurance, I went to the doctor for an annual exam. And, you know, you have to have the female stuff and get you know, your annual, used to be annual gynecological exam. It's not anymore. And that was so demeaning to me, even though I purposely chose a female doctor for that reason. Mm-hmm. It was still horrible. And then when I was pregnant for the first time, then I had a male doctor, and that was just, oh, so demeaning. I couldn't stand it. It was almost more than I could tolerate.
Could you get, obviously, your doctor, right, for mm-hmm. for our oldest son during your pregnancy? He was an excellent doctor.
He was, yes. Excellent
doctor. I've probably never been more impressed with a physician or a medical person as I was with that man.
Yes. He delivered the last two kids. The first one, the oldest one, was a different practice. They had four different doctors in that practice, and any one of them could do the delivery. Mm. That was over there near the hospital, if you recall. Mm. And it ended up being not the doctor I wanted that delivered him. But the other two, yes, he was an amazing physician. And I always said, you know, I had two miscarriages between the kids. And the first one was pretty devastating because I didn't know it and was going for a regular checkup on Valentine's Day and getting the first ultrasound. And I didn't have you with me because it was just routine. And I had Hayden with me. And then I got that news. And that was really, really hard. And I said from the beginning, I don't think I could have emotionally gotten through that without having such a caring, compassionate doctor who backed up all of his appointments to sit and talk to me and answer all of my questions. I mean, he was so kind and caring. Really a wonderful doctor.
So do you ever get past the, hey, I'm showing my bits to people?
Yeah, you do, because after you've had kids, like so many people march in and out looking at you and been in there, that you're like, yeah, you whatever. Who's next?
You're just,
I mean, because you can't. Then I was all self-conscious about nursing in public with the first kid. And that used to drive me crazy. I would do horrible things like sit on a public bathroom floor just to be out of the public eye to nurse, which I would never consider doing. Now it's filthy in there. Who wants to sit on the floor of a public bathroom? It's disgusting. And, you know, it took some time to get past that also. And it wasn't as acceptable to nurse in public when I had the oldest one as it became later. So,
and since
yeah,
none of them ever,
very awkward.
Ever had a bottle other than
right,
like for 30 some seconds.
Once. Right. Yeah.
And now even that just didn't work.
No, so. It didn't.
So it's just something you get. Well, I don't think I'm too damaged by the
exposure.
Yeah.
Until you see him again.
Well, I think here's the great thing about, I think, us guys is we just pretend like it never happened.
It didn't happen.
And that's, the Burgesses are real good at that. We just, this never happened. And
so,
that's so
fun.
And maybe it didn't. Maybe it was all my imagination other than we were looking eye to eye. And so, I mean, that's it. So maybe he didn't notice the down
your bits.
Part. Right. So I tried to make not any sudden movement with my bits because I thought maybe it could perceived oddly if a man is looking at the window, I'm watching him out at the pool, and my bits are in my possession.
You're killing me.
So I didn't know what to do. So we're just going to pretend like all of that didn't happen.
That's so great.
So much more is going to happen. We're going to talk about, on top of all of our little things we have going on, we had a surprise happen probably on Tuesday that put a new wrinkle in our week. I don't know. Maybe it made things easier for us. It maybe made one less person to manage.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
That did actually help.
We've had home warranty kind of updates. Obviously, your shoulder updates. And I think whether or not, as far as I know, everyone in the house is still alive and functioning. I've managed to give everybody enough calories to last at least this far. So we'll talk about that and more coming up.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.